Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Friday, 5/15/15.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, lots of fives in today's date.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Looks like a kind of an overcast day. It's not really rainy, Jen.
It was when I left.
Really?
Yeah.
It was actually raining?
Yeah, a little bit.
You see, it hasn't rained here barely at all. Everybody says, oh, yeah, it's been pouring, blah, blah, blah.
Really? Yesterday? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Last night, I thought I had to sleep at my friend's house because it was raining so hard and lightning.
Really? What time?
It was from like 8 p.m. to 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even hear. Wait a minute. I did hear a couple of thunders here. Yeah, like 8:39. I was working, actually. But so it rained for like 2 minutes, you know, and that was it. And then it was supposed to rain overnight. I don't know if it did or not.
Well, my car is clean, so something happened.
Yeah. But there you go. That's the kind of rain we get in California. It's just like you almost feel like there's a hand stopping the rain from coming down. I don't know what it is. I mean, even the clouds we get are dry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like starting to clear up, too.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, I think the rain's pretty much over. We have a guest in the studio. She's going to be a few minutes late, but she will be here. And we've interviewed her before on the phone and from New York, and now she's visiting L.A. She wanted to come and say hi, so she'll be coming in, probably stuck in traffic, as usual when it rains in L.A.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we've got, well, it is Friday. I'm feeling good, of course. How are you feeling, Jen?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had a short week, actually.
I did.
Right?
Yep.
So now you're ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm always ready for the weekend.
Yeah. To relax from your trip, right?
I doubt I'll be relaxing, but yes.
Yeah.
I have a friend in town, so I've got to see him at some point. Then I've got to see all the friends I didn't see because I was out of town.
Right. God forbid you won't see them in a few days.
Listen, if you don't see them like every 2 weeks, yeah, we like start to miss each other.
And really?
It's like, yeah.
Oh, wow. And then you have to catch up on everything, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Lauren said she was talking to you all the time while you were going,
she
right?
She was.
Yeah.
We still are.
You guys are inseparable, I'm telling you.
No, yesterday we were talking. We had a bunch of things to do yesterday together, of course. So if we're like walking around going to, you know, Bar Method. We have to work out. Then we have like a beauty appointment we scheduled together. And we're like, we'd make such great housewives. We're so busy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who needs to work when you've got all these things to do together?
That's true.
And then we talked about our fake kids that were at... they were with one nanny together, and they were having a play date.
Uh-huh.
My kids and her kids.
Oh, I
but
see.
Apparently my kids were at her house in this
okay.
fake world.
Those are fake kids.
Yeah, fake kids, fake house,
okay.
fake nanny.
You guys are getting bored.
No, and then we were joking. We're like, we're a power couple.
Yeah, you are, you know. I mean, if it was guys, they'd call it bromance. What do they call it when women do it?
Best friends.
Best friends. There
know.
You go. Yeah, sister romance.
Yeah, so that's us.
Yeah.
We, like, make our plans around each other. We're like, wait, what night do we have free? What night do we have plans?
Yeah.
So that, like, if one of us is planning on going out, the other one doesn't miss it, obviously.
Yeah.
And on the off night, we hang out with other people.
Yeah.
Or
oh, well,
go on
so
dates.
So you get off nights, too. That's good.
Yeah.
Just like a married couple.
Exactly.
There you go.
Listen, we're totally functional. We don't fight.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
I know. Well, there's a few things on dating apps that we've been talking a lot about. There's
yeah.
like two articles about them. One is, wait a minute. Oh, okay. So you mentioned the app Hinge, right?
Yeah.
You are on that? You're
yeah.
on that, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that they realized like on many of the dating sites, there's like married or people in relationships,
yeah.
married women or married people and people in relationships. And they decided to weed those people out, you know, because they say
how
they
did they
don't
find
really
out that they were there?
Well, what they're doing is now they're going to display their birth date from Facebook. Oh, not their birth date, their marital status, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should probably take out your marital status on Facebook if you want to be cheating.
Yeah, but then your whoever your spouse is will obviously see you took that off.
Right.
So
and they're
good
not
going to
be
you.
Happy.
No, I mean, good for apps for doing that because somebody has to have morals around here. And if it's the app creators, great. So remember I told you I met a guy on Wednesday night and like we exchanged phone numbers and everything?
Yes.
I go online last night to like look at him on Facebook because I know we have mutual friends. It took me about 5 seconds to find him.
Really? So then, but he didn't give you his last name or anything?
He did, but I didn't remember it. Okay. So it was took me about 5 seconds to find him. I wanted to show a picture of him to my girlfriend that I was with last night. And his Facebook profile is a picture of him with another girl. And all of the captions were, I mean, all of the like comments were like about how pretty she is and how they make such a great couple.
Whoa.
And this picture was from May 6th. So do the math. It's May 15th. So this is not, you know, he's not broken up with her. I don't even know what I don't know what's going on, but he's got a girlfriend.
And this guy was out picking up women, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And so I'm just now terrified of people.
Yeah.
I give up.
I don't blame you.
I give up. You're all a bunch of psychos.
But that's probably why they're weeding out these people, because it's misleading to legitimate people.
Okay, well, I don't know who in the real world could have stepped in on Wednesday night and been like, nope, that guy has a girlfriend. Don't talk
to him. No, absolutely. I'm just talking about the dating apps.
No,
but,
and
no,
I'm
you're
glad
right.
they're doing that.
And you see how there's no privacy now. You can find out everything about everybody.
Which is good, because somebody needs to be honest.
Right. Yeah,
I don't care.
Need to find out. It does probably keep people more honest. That's true.
I don't know if it does.
Yeah. Wow,
because
I'm sorry.
This guy.
Yeah, and he took the time and the effort to walk up to him. Or he didn't walk up to him. He just, right.
I turned around.
Right.
Yeah, but that like is so terrifying.
It is, huh?
For two reasons. Right. One, it makes me not want to talk to people because I'm like, I don't know you and you're a scary person because you have lies.
Right.
I already assume it because you're just a stranger. But then, on top of that, his poor girlfriend. Now I'm like, if I have a boyfriend, is he going to do that to me? I'm like, okay, thank God I have girlfriends and family because otherwise I would go crazy.
Yeah.
These people out here are crazy.
Yeah, but don't like overcorrect and then be that skeptical of people, because there are people out there and you're just going to limit your options.
Guilty until proven innocent.
I don't know if that's going to work for you. But what you should do is maybe just take more time.
Right.
Before you already plan the wedding and everything.
Well, I didn't plan one with this guy. It's planned. Don't get me wrong. It's planned.
Right.
But this guy wasn't there yet.
Right. The star of the show is not there yet.
Oh, no. I'm the star.
Hasn't appeared yet.
I'm the star.
Oh, okay.
The co-star or...
In the groom position, I guess. Right. The groom's role.
He's the co-star.
Yeah.
Supporting.
Okay.
We should call him supporting.
That's true. Supporting actor.
Yeah. Because right.
Right.
That's his job.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good luck finding someone like that.
Well, I would be the supporting character in their life.
That's true.
I wouldn't expect to be the first thing. Like they should be their priority, and I should be their right, like right after.
Right. No, absolutely. I agree with that.
Because people that don't put themselves first, like lose themselves in relationships.
That's true. And they depend too much on other people, and they get disappointed all the time.
And not to say you should be selfish or self-centered, but you should definitely take care of yourself.
First.
Right.
Right. Just like they say when those oxygen masks fall in the, you know, come out of the airplane, you got to take care of yourself first.
Exactly.
You can't help anybody else if you're not okay first.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's true. So so now I finally remember the name Hinge, so I'll have to get on that. But in a related article, they're talking about how there are so many dating apps that nobody's really getting like critical mass. Like I went on that Bumble that you told me yesterday, and there's hardly any people on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you run out of people quickly.
Right.
So that's what they mean. It's like, you know, if you're not going to match like with many people, you're going to give up on it. And so how did they build that critical mass? You know, they said for OkCupid, it took 7 years to become profitable.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Now it has like 1.5 million users.
That's a lot.
So that's a lot. You know, now it works. I've actually installed that on my phone, and I've met some women and stuff. But you know what, Jen? I realized I get the phone number, and then I don't call, you know?
Yeah, so what's that about?
They all have gladly given me their phone numbers. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not crazy about them.
Maybe.
Nobody's, like, really getting my juices going yet.
Well, how can they if you just met them online?
That's true. Well, You know, I don't know. It just, people's personality can come across, you know, and some people are really friendly and they'll just help you with the conversation.
Yeah.
It's like I find with many women, if you don't ask a question, they don't answer, you know.
So right.
You got to, you know, every time you write, every text, you have to put a question there, which makes me crazy. You know, it's like, so with some women, it's like they're truly curious and interested.
Well, so you have to like be it. Equally curious and interested.
I know I am, but to a point.
You interview for a living, but we should probably just do that. Yeah. That's what I do. I see the way I talk to everyone now, I'm like, okay, well, you are first a friend, let's just say, and then maybe it'll be something else. Yeah. So I'm just going to ask questions about you because, yeah. A, I want to know.
Right.
I should probably just start with, do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
Yeah. Like, are you a cop? You know? Like, that's the same thing. You got to pre-qualify that.
I want to just get to the, like, good stuff. Like, all right, are you crazy? Do you cheat? Are you the worst?
Yeah, and they're going to tell you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Listen, it takes me no time to find anybody online. I can find you. I will find out.
I know. Especially people with unique names. You don't even have to have their last name. As long as you know where they live in the first name.
Yeah.
I found several people like that. But if it's Maggie Smith or something, you're not going to find it.
No, that's a little trickier. But so like Hinge will show you who your mutual friends are. It's so easy to go on Facebook, pop in the person that's the mutual friend, search for that person's name in their friend circle, and then you find them and it's there. Bam.
That's true.
Spotted.
Yeah. I've done that too. Yeah.
Now if somebody's private and a shady person, then it's harder to tell. But
yeah. And that's the thing. Besides, you know, I mean, you can have common friends, but they're not really friends. Do you have people that, you probably have people you never met as friends on Facebook, right?
Some, yes.
Yeah.
But I'll totally judge somebody by who our mutual friends are.
Yeah.
If our mutual friends are like people that go out all the time or promoters or like, you know, those kinds of people, I'm like, you go out too much. Don't like you.
It's okay for you to go out a lot, but that's for them, right?
Exactly.
Okay. We get that. You know, I get that. Some people are like that, you know. They figured out what they want, and that's the way it's going to be.
It is.
Yeah. But you'll have to find a wuss in order for him to...
What?
You'll have to find, like, a wuss, you know, someone who's, like, a softie.
Why?
Because otherwise they're not going to go for, it's okay for you, but not for them.
No, I don't mean that in, like... terms of other things.
Okay.
But like a guy that's still going out all the time.
Right.
Like, I don't want you.
Yeah.
Slow down. Get a job. Wake up in the morning with a purpose. Like, you don't need to be out every night. I'm not out every night, but I know that about me. Yeah. I don't know that about him when all of his friends are club promoters.
Okay.
So, like, if he's that guy that's, like, part of an entourage and goes out and, like, gets tables and stuff or, like, is a leech to, like, promoters that give you free drinks, I can't.
Yeah.
Pay for your own drinks.
Yeah.
I cannot.
So there's a lot of apps out there. I mean, look at just some of the names. I mean, we know of OkCupid, of course. There's JSwipe.
Yep.
I wonder if that's like a Jewish Tinder, right?
It's like by the creators of JDate.
JDate, right. Glimpse.
What's Glimpse?
I don't know. They're just given names. The Grade.
What's that?
You see, those are probably new.
Wait, can you send me this article?
Well, it's on CNN.com.
Oh.
And it has... apps compete for online daters.
Oh, I need
so
this.
You'll probably find that. I'll give you a few more names here.
Willow is one I just heard of. And it's like The Voice. So it's like not seeing somebody's picture and just talking to them first. And it's like judging them based off of your conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tried that with someone on Hi There who didn't put a picture. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go based on just on what they write. Right?
Yeah.
And I realized they're not really interesting. Then fuck it, you know?
Were they not? Was this person not interesting?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't like people that hide behind pictures of I don't know, spiritual things. Okay, there's also names like Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Hinge.
Yeah.
Happen.
Yeah, Happen.
Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you've mentioned some of those, I remember. But what's the Coffee Meets Bagel? Is that like to meet people over breakfast or something?
I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I have a friend that found a boyfriend on there. I have a friend that found like her boyfriend on Hinge. I think, honestly, it's just if you're really looking for it at the time. Like these success stories are, I feel like, fewer than the failures. But
yeah.
Oh, my God. Some guy wrote me Wednesday. I talked to him from Hinge, and he was texting with me, and or we were texting, and I didn't write him back quickly enough, and he wrote me saying, like, oh, well, thanks for that, the day after my birthday, starting out great. I'm like, what? I just got my hair done, and my friend came to visit me at the salon. I'm sorry, I'm just busy.
Yeah, and like, besides, you don't bitch to someone you hardly know.
Oh my God, it was like in the first, like, first conversation ever. And so I wrote back, like, sorry, I'm really busy, but ouch, that was mean. And he's like, well, he's like, put yourself in my shoes. I just opened up to somebody over text and didn't hear back. How would you feel? I was like, well, I'd feel patient and probably understanding. Yes, maybe vulnerable, but patient. You don't know me or what I'm doing during the day. And he's like, okay, well, fine. But, like, do you want to meet up tonight at the Wilshire? I was like, I don't think we're the right people for each other. He writes me back, fine, you're a loss.
Wow.
Or, you know, he goes, definitely you're a loss. That's what he wrote. Definitely you're a loss.
I'm really?
Like, okay. Wow. This is why we were not meant to be, because you are a psycho.
Yeah. I know.
I didn't even have to do anything. He just showed his true colors so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. You know, which is good. You know, it's better you find out early.
Yeah, that was just bananas. It really. I just don't even know what to do with people anymore.
Yeah. They're saying that they're going to release a Tinder Plus. It's expected to roll out in March.
What's that supposed to be?
March is now. March has passed already. When is this article from?
I don't know, but I need it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, they don't even have a date on it. That's probably why. They keep on posting it, probably.
Wow. Oh.
But they're saying that Tinder's got like a premium. I guess they already charge you if you want to know who's visited your page and things
really?
Like that on the phone, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't want that, though.
Yeah.
I saw an article actually recently about best dating apps if you're over 50.
Yeah, I heard of that. Who's interested in that?
I don't know.
Yeah. People that want someone over 50.
I don't know.
Who are in their 50s.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one called In Our Time or something, or Our Time, or whatever it is.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, so, you know, keep trying. And, hold on. Oh, our guest is here. So let me just, I don't know why she didn't just walk right in, but there we go. So Meredith is here.
Great.
Yeah. She just wasn't sure which show to go into. So the engineer sent me a message here. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, there's a good and a bad to those apps, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi Meredith, welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a seat,
of course.
I'm so excited to be here and talk with you guys in person.
Awesome. I know. We talked to you on the phone before.
Yeah.
Meredith O'Connor. We spoke maybe like a month ago or so, right? You were in New York. Is that where you live, in New York?
No, actually, I live back and forth. My producer is Kenny Ortiz, and my co-writer and kind of vocal producer is Heather Halley, so she put me up here in L.A. for a little while I'm actually here to, you know, work on my album, just finish up some final touches, as well as go to Sacramento to direct, not direct, what am I saying, to be the judge of this film competition. And now that is for Each Mind Matters. And Each Mind Matters is it basically takes all these aspiring directors from high schools, and they say you need to direct a film about kids preventing suicide. So that's pretty much just the premise of it. And it's great because it's, you know, it's helping out people who might be going through a mental health illness. It's making a bigger deal of the topic. So I'm going, and the winner will get to have some sort of interaction with the producers of Lord of the Rings and myself. And it'll be really, really fun.
Wow.
Cool.
How did you get involved in that?
My manager was just talking to Shanti, the person who's running Directing Change. Or no, she's part of Each Mind Matters. And they work together. Directing Change and Each Mind Matters kind of came together to do this film competition. And the reason I got involved is because, you may know me as the anti-bullying singer and I've done a lot of anti-bullying work, but it really is closely connected to mental health. Like, when I was getting bullied, that triggered post-traumatic stress disorder. It also triggered anxiety and all these other terrible things that no one should ever have to live with. So
right.
I know a lot about mental health, and throughout my entire career since I, 2 years ago since I was 16, and I still, and you know, now it's just really important for me to start talking about something that almost ruined my life.
Yeah. Wow. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But so just to summarize, you're a musician, right? You're a singer. Do you write your own music and songs?
I do.
Really?
I do. My first EP was 4 songs, and they were all written 100% of my own. The Game was written 100% of my own, and that's the one that's kind of – that's the one that is really addressed towards – has reached the attention of a lot of kids who have mental illnesses and who are being bullied. And that's not so much about mental illnesses, but it's just about overcoming challenges. Right. And that song almost wrote itself. It was just like when my manager said, write a song about, you know, something that you're passionate about. I'm like, well, this has a lot of emotion because I was verbally bullied, violently bullied, all this other stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to freak out writing this song. And I did, but it wrote itself, and it was really, really, really truthful and powerful to me when I just couldn't even believe that I wrote it. So the song Just the Thing, I wrote as well, but it was with Heather Holly, and she's now I have a full-length album coming out, produced by Kenny Ortiz, and Heather has written some of the other tracks with me on it. But for the primarily, most of my songs are all myself.
Oh, wow, cool. So let's listen to a song. If you guys want to follow us, go to MeredithO'ConnorMusic.com, and you can follow and see all the things that she's doing. I see you're on a tour. You go on a tour too?
Yes, I am. Singing? I'm almost at the end of, by July 7th, I will have wrapped up this year's world tour, where we've gone to Greece, we've gone to the UK, we've done shows in New York and Los Angeles, all around America, and we are going to wrap it up in Australia.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
Look at you getting to travel to all these places.
It's really crazy. I mean, Greece was more of a press tour. It wasn't so much concerts, but it was amazing. We worked with The Smile of the Child, and they are an organization that is just totally life-changing and amazing, and it totally moved me. I really changed and grew as a person from meeting them. And Panos is the person out there who we got to see the Parthenon, and I mean, I've never been to Greece before this, so it was really amazing.
Yeah, Greece is amazing. You know, my father's from Greece, but he was only a year old when they left. But then when I was about 14, 15, we visited Greece, and we try to find like the street where
beautiful.
He was born and stuff. But yeah, it's really nice there, right?
It's
and
absolutely
great food
stunning.
And everything.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was amazing. London was great too, but the UK was like, that was more about, sometimes I didn't even know I was in England. It was just kind of like work, you know. I mean, but in Greece, they really made sure that we got to see the Parthenon. And I mean, there were always cameras coming with us, but it was just like, I really loved every second of it. And I loved, and what made it so amazing was, I mean, not only the beautiful land, but also getting to go with The Smile of the Child.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you.
So were you born here in LA?
Okay. So I'm from New York. Uh-huh. I'm a Long Island native. I grew up in the Huntington, Gold Creek Harbor area. And then when I was 17 last year, I moved to New York City, to work with and finish up the scenes from the movie Redhead Randy, which is an anti-bullying film, which used my music as well. So I've been pretty much back and forth between Los Angeles and New York, but I lived here earlier in the year for a little bit. I love it here. I love it here. And anybody, anyone who lives here, I can totally get why. It's just like a vacation every day.
So, I mean, so it's funny that you find it comfortable to live on both coasts because they're so different, right?
That's the thing. I talk to a lot of people and they're like, really pro New York, and there are things when I'm here for a while, I do miss New York, and you know, when I go overseas, I'm like, oh, New York. I mean, New York is home, and there's no other place like it, and everyone will tell you that, and it's so true. The energy in New York is like nothing else you'll find. It's people are just very like, oh, we got to get this done, and that's the same way I am too. But at the same time, I love the warmth, and I love the spirit of LA as well. They're different, but they're both really cool, and I love getting to do both.
Right. Awesome. So let's hear, I see you have a new song called Being Me.
The Being Me song is a dance song, yeah.
Oh, it is? Should we play that?
You can play that or Just the Thing or whichever
okay.
one.
Okay, I'm just looking on your website and that's the first one that came up, so.
Oh, I don't know about the website. the Vivo is actually the one that has Vivo, I think, has Being Me, or it also has Just the Thing. It has whatever is on the Vivo channel for me.
Okay. I'm not on Vivo, so I don't know. But YouTube, is it like YouTube?
Yeah, you, it's on YouTube
it,
as well.
Yeah, so let me find it on YouTube real quick, and then we can play a little bit of it. I obviously didn't prepare.
No, it's all fine. It's all fine. When I woke up this morning, and I just flew in last night at like 12 o'clock, and this morning I woke up and I got a text from my manager saying, like, you're on your way to the radio show, right? I was like, oh, God. So I was just like, that's why I called. It's like, oh, no, there's like traffic. And there's traffic. So I'm just really happy that I made it here and got to meet you guys. And I'm so excited to,
yeah,
happy
awesome.
To have you.
Well, we love that you're here. So the song is Just a Thing, right?
Yes.
Is that the one you want us to play?
Yes.
Okay. So there we go. This is Meredith O'Connor's song. And when did this one come out?
This came out.
Oh, hold on. Is this part of the song?
Good morning,
okay,
kids.
Cool.
DJ Charlie.
So we'll talk about
FM.
That. I thought we were going to have like a commercial
O'Connor's
or something.
Chart topper. Just the thing. It's a beautiful day to be yourself.
Meredith O'Connor, the song is Just a Thing. I love the song.
Thank you so much.
It's very cool. And the words and even the video. I mean, so this is an anti-bullying
song. Yeah, it's absolutely.
Video.
It's you know, a lot of people say accept who you are, but I like to go the extra mile and say embrace it and be proud of it. So it's like you can accept the fact that, like, for example, I'm really tall, right? Mm-hmm. And I could accept it, or I could just be like, wow, I'm so lucky I'm tall. And that's just one example. You know, you have a bunch of different things that make everyone different. A lot of people hate what make them different. I hated what made me different because I was told that it was a bad thing.
Right, exactly. You know? You don't accept yourself when you're a teenager. You just want to fit
I'm
in.
Still
No, I mean, but that's what
when
I'm
you're
saying.
When I was 13, I was not in a good place, you know.
Right.
So it's just when people, and I'll be the first one to say that, when people would say, you know, you're really ugly and all these terrible things. And my first modeling contract was when I was 14. And it was because I was really tall and because I had huge eyes. And these were two things I actually got made fun of for.
Wow.
So, like, the things that I got picked on for were the things that landed me jobs. It was the thing that landed me an agency.
And that's a good lesson, you know, for people to know that they've got to be themselves, you know?
Exactly. And that's exactly what the song is about. So it's like, instead of saying it's like, you know, you're great just the way you are. You are, but also, like, that's the reason I like you, the reason that you know, like, and you know, it's about a boyfriend and girlfriend. It could be about two friends, could be about whatever. It's just when you are in a relationship, whatever relationship it is with somebody, sometimes the things that make them weird, that they hate, are the reasons that make them. And
No, absolutely. And you gotta embrace your uniqueness, you know, and that's what people don't understand.
Because I mean, yeah, it's hard to get that at a young age because they're not, you know, their peers aren't telling them that if right. they're being bullied. So it's like the kids who listen to my music, it's like if there's anything I want them to get out of it, I want them to embrace that and realize that it's good to love who they are.
Yeah. No, I remember being bullied myself when I was a kid, and it's a very lonely feeling, too. You feel it's like you against the world. Right. And it can be overwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
You know. Well, so yeah, so you proved everybody wrong, and that's the best revenge is to succeed.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
I mean, I'm a very driven person. I mean, that's just something that, you know, I talk about my ambition that, I mean, I'm an obsessive type of person. I'm a workaholic, and these are all things that, like, when I was, you know, maybe 9, 8 years old, I wanted to perform so badly, and they're like, what? And, I mean, that's what ended up, you know, helping me. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't change anything for the world now. And I want people who have these beautiful gifts that make them special. I don't want to see them change that.
Yeah.
It's so depressing to see someone who's born with this gift that's going to make them, you know, help them out in life. And then they change it because somebody told them it's wrong. It's like,
right.
Listen to me, you know, and then.
I know. And then they'll change for that person.
But it's a beautiful feeling. I mean, on a positive note, it's a beautiful feeling when I come out of a concert and when I come out, you know, when I'm reading fan mail. To see, and this happens a lot, to see that because of my songs, right? And it doesn't really matter at the end of the day if it's from me or from another song or from another message, as long as they get it. But a lot of times they'll say, Meredith, because of your music, right, I am not going to worry about losing too much weight. Because of your music, I don't hate myself anymore. And it's just, like, awesome because now maybe, you know, the kid that gets called a nerd will go on to do some cool things and invent a new software instead of, you know, changing his mind and not doing it because they called him a nerd. You know, because of – and if that's – and the fact that I was able to have that effect on kids is a really, really positive side of this, and that's the most rewarding thing ever.
Yeah. True. So you went to school early on in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still a teenager, you said?
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Yes.
Wow. So you're not a teenager anymore. I mean, they call it 18, but
yeah.
You move on. You know?
I'm legally an adult now, so I can,
right.
You know. It's weird. It's like, whoa. I mean, it doesn't feel, I don't feel like an adult.
Yeah. Stay young.
It's okay. I don't either.
Yeah, no. It's,
so, yeah. I don't know that we ever grow up, really.
I mean, like, I still laugh at like, bathroom jokes, you know? I mean.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what you got to do. You know, you got to stay a kid as long as you can. You know?
Yeah, no.
That's very cool. So, I mean, so at 18 now, you're probably starting to think, okay, well, what am I going to do with my life? I mean, obviously, you made that decision earlier on.
Mm, yeah.
As far as now, making music and...
I've been really fortunate to have signed with the label and they've taken care of the world tour. And I want to eventually move on to, I mean, like, my manager, Rick Galvin, is incredible and... I've been working with him since I was 15, actually, before the song Celebrity came out, which is the song got 2 million views and was known by kids all over the world, and that's how I got discovered.
Really?
YouTube. Yes.
So that's how you started, huh?
That's with the song saying I wanted to be famous is what got me.
Really?
Known.
Well, we'll have to listen
at least
to
you
this
put, yeah, that's a sign of putting it out there and then getting it.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I didn't write about bullying because, you know, when I was being bullied. You know, and so it was kind of like when you're getting abused, the last thing you want to do is talk about getting abused because you
right.
think it's your fault. So, I mean, the song The Game coming out was just such a big step for me because it was just pretty much like that was after work with therapists and you name it. And it was just kind of like saying, you know, I'm at the point where I respect myself enough to talk about it. And I'm so glad I did because that saved so many kids and it's really, I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming to think about the response that I got from the game, but,
yeah,
I'm just happy I did it. But anyway, yeah, no, the plans for the future. I'm coming out with a full length album soon.
Oh,
actually,
nice.
Kenny Ortiz is going to be releasing it. Well, no, he's not going to release. He's going to be finishing it and then we're all going to release it and have a thing on that coming up either in September or around Christmas time.
Sounds exciting.
Thank you.
So let's listen to Celebrity. I mean,
oh God, no,
yeah.
this is kind of, oh jeez.
Why?
No, we can listen to it. It's fine. It's just
yeah.
funny. It's gonna be like.
So it says my brand new single and that was in 2013.
Yeah.
Oh no, it says my brand new single, Just a Thing. Okay, so available now. So when was this one recorded, Celebrity? Do you remember?
Celebrity was when I was 15. What happened was Rick got me in touch with a bunch of producers, and he was just like, it's my manager, and he was like, we're going to give you a chance. you have any songs you wrote? I'm like, yeah, I wrote this song just for fun because I got dumped and I wanted, you know, like, I love Taylor Swift's early work. So I was like, let me try this out. And he's like, all right, so here's your, I like the song. He got me in a room with some producers and they're like, we'll produce the song. We'll see how it goes. I signed my first record contract. The song went out and it was a huge success. And then they're like, okay, we're now going to give you an EP. We're going to keep on with this. We're going to do more stuff with you and proceed. And I was like, ah, it was just so crazy. From there, one thing led to another. And now.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to the song that helped Meredith get discovered. Now, so you just kind of put this on
YouTube? Yeah, I mean, they recorded it. We put it on YouTube. We got shout-outs from a bunch of people who had followings. And it first started out with, like, 40,000 views, and then that was pretty crazy, too, because I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
was,
that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, and then, but from there, it just got, you know, then to 100,000, to 500,000. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
So then, you know, over time, it eventually reached, you know, over 2 million views, and I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. It was really crazy.
It's like 2 million people. People actually watched the video. Yeah, and
plus the media coverage, just to know that. I mean, but the most important thing is the kids that saw and heard the game.
Yeah,
And that's truly what I mean. The fact that celebrity brought my name to them, so I could teach them about bullying, right. is really what makes me happy.
Sounds good. Okay, let's listen to "Celebrity" by Meredith O'Connor. Catchy song, you know, I like it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It does remind me of Taylor Swift.
That's, yeah, it's like, that was my influence. I mean, okay, so my music influences have grown. It was like Taylor Swift's first album. I was one of her, I was one of her first few thousand fans. So, like, I was maybe 12 years old jamming out to, like, Tim McGraw and our song. And, I went through that country phase, right? And then I really loved it. And then, you know, my first boyfriend broke up with me. And I'm like, well, Taylor Swift did it, so I'm going to see what happens. I'm like, what should I write? What if I write a song about writing a song about that? Basically kind of just, like, embodying everything that all these, you know, like, country artists are doing. Let's see what happens. And then I wrote it for fun. And this is at the time that I was modeling. So it was just, it all worked out. And when I met my manager, he actually was running a fashion show for breast cancer. He does that on the side of management. So I was just like, I mean, knowing me and like, I was the type of person, the story of how I got my first contract with him was I just wouldn't leave without getting an agreement from him that we would work together. I'm really, really driven. And to the point where it can be it was scary to some people, to kids, where they were just like, this is weird and we're not, like, we don't get this. But then in I guess in the entertainment industry, it really came to help me. And even at a young age, like 14, 15, or even 8 years old, I was out there doing, like, community theater. I was just doing everything I could because I was really, really, really driven.
Wow, very cool.
And so now hearing that song makes me like, oh my God, remember when it all started? Like, what?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like, I was listening, because I, you know, I mean, we don't sing this in concerts. I mean, we do sometimes, and then the fans are like, ah, you know, it's every time I hear it or sing it, it always brings me back a little bit, so.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's what music is supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
It really takes you back
my,
to certain
my
places.
New influences, I mean, now I really listen to a lot of, I love classic rock, and I mean, I love Queen.
Right.
And I want my sound to sound dramatic. I mean, even Celebrity and Just the Thing, you know, without you I can hardly see. It's just, like, really theatrical, and I really want to bring that to my fans. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that there's a lot of music to draw on if you go back to classic rock. You know, there's a lot of hits and stuff. And, you know, so, like, I go on Spotify and I try to go through all the songs and I realize I don't know anybody there. So I try, like, different songs just to see what they sound like, you know, what people like to listen to. And, you know, and I ask myself, I mean, is there a song you can think of today that's going to be like a classic 20 years from now, 30 years from now?
Like, okay, like classic on the level of, like, Imagine, John Lennon kind of thing.
No, not necessarily even that, you know, but a song that's going to live on, you know, that people won't forget.
Well, I would hope the song The Game will live on because,
right.
I mean, like, I don't want it to be a kind of, and this is, I mean, but, because I want it to be the kind of song that fans of mine will pass down to their kids, but that's a really, really crazy ambition to go for. I mean, having a song that I hope is a classic by someone is who I'm thinking of. I like the song Legacy by Eminem.
Oh, really? So you think Eminem is gonna, like, live on for a long time?
I mean, he's that's I mean, he's
his
he's,
legacy. I mean,
the song by him is called Legacy,
uh-huh.
And I think it's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful song, and it's basically it's sort of similar to the song Just the Thing.
Mm.
Who's another one that I think?
So you're saying there are some big artists, right?
I mean, yeah, that's an interesting topic because, you know, now with the internet and especially when the song Celebrity came out, that was like really like big fame for a little while and then it just died down for a reason.
Right.
I mean, and the first thing that my manager said, and I've had many different labels, but Rick's always been on my side, and he's like, in this industry, it's going to go up and down and up and down, you know, and it's been a crazy roller coaster. Then Just the Thing comes out and now it's, you know, I'm doing radio interviews and, you know, it's press and all this and that. So it's just like, one day you can't take anything for granted because of the internet. You know, and it's like the internet's the reason I got known, but it's also the reason that once you get out there and you get your name out there, it's just then there's always something new. So to stay on top is really, really, really the challenge in this day and
that's
age.
That's what you got to do.
Which is why people are like, you know, well, we have these, you know, we have Bob Marley and then we have John Lennon and we have Freddie Mercury. We're not going to have that anymore because, well, you know, I don't know about that.
You think there's going to be some classics coming out in this generation?
I think Thrift Store by Macklemore. I mean, that's just going to go down
really?
Forever. I think, you know, I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys. You know, Nirvana, that's more 90s now. So, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So it's interesting to hear someone young, you know, who's in tune with what's going on today. And I realize that, I mean,
Taylor Swift's going to go down in history. She's not, I mean, I think, that's just my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already won every award.
That's true.
And she's so young still.
Right.
And she started young, and her music's evolving, and
Do you think it's like timeless music, what she has?
I don't think it's timeless, but I think she is timeless. And I think she will continue to evolve, like, you know, I mean, not to compare her to Madonna, but like somebody that's had a long career.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that she will continue on and, like, you know.
Well, she's like 26, 25 now. She's been doing it since she was 15. So it's, you know.
10 years already in the industry.
Yeah.
And she's still got, like, you know, singles that are...
Yeah,
she's winning everything. I don't know if she can do any wrong. I'm sure she can, and she probably will at some point, and then she'll recover, and her career will go on.
Yeah.
People have done worse. Remember Britney Spears? She's still on top.
Yep.
I know, and she still sings, and I don't know. In my opinion, terrible songs. I try to listen to a couple of them. I'm like, she doesn't.
I just
even
don't
sound,
like. I mean,
my, she doesn't even sound like herself. You know, with
well,
all the
I
auto-tune
think,
and
with
all
that, all that stuff. I don't know. I think it's just like there's a lot of stuff that kids feel. I mean, when you want to go back to the anti-bullying thing, a lot of things that kids are insecure about, and there are some. You know, images that, I mean, I'm not, I can't say this stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
I would like to hear The Game. So you keep mentioning that song.
Oh, okay. This one's not, sure.
Okay, so let me, let me look it up real quick and I'll find it on
YouTube.
This one
actually, okay, so this one wasn't, Just the Thing was a huge commercial success. That was on radios everywhere. It got millions of listens and 500,000 views on the Vivo video. It was, really, you know, the industry really bought that one up and played it on rotation for a lot of young kids. The Game was right after Celebrity came out, and that was actually independently done. I didn't have a label at that time. I went independent for a while, and The Game was kind of just like a cult-like kind of thing, but the people who heard it really, like, really, really loved it, and it was sort of a word-of-mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that actually didn't find as much industry success. It was more like... internet kind of thing, so
cool.
it'll be interesting to hear your reactions.
Okay, so let's go to The Game by Meredith O'Connor. 110,000 views, not bad. A lot of people know you.
I remember growing up, like, as
so this
a kid,
is part of the song, right?
Not really fitting in because how much I wanted to pursue my passions. I remember going home one time and I remember asking my mom if I was ugly. I remember we were playing basketball, and since I wasn't really good at the sport, the two people who were picking on me that day wanted to guard me during when we were playing basketball, but then it got violent, and in that class, one of them broke my nose. It impacted my self-esteem. So much to a point where I wasn't able to tell adults, my mom, teachers, or anyone, because I thought it was my fault.
Why did they choose you? Why can't you be strong? Why did
this is definitely my favorite of your songs. I really like it.
Thank you so much. It's one of this and Just the Thing are my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the melody is great. So you wrote the song, right?
I wrote this one 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're very talented.
Thank
obviously,
you so
you were
much.
Given a gift.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, this song, the cool thing is the fans of mine on Instagram and Facebook, I'll see reposts of lyrics and quotes of this song.
Really?
And you know, quotes. I get quoted a lot and then, like, in interviews where I don't even remember saying these things.
Really?
And I'll be like, what? But I have very, very loyal fans. And, They're amazing. Like this one person, there's this kind of viral picture that I see all the time, and it's, I'm sure whoever ran America or sang for thousands in a crowd may seem fine, but all got through a time when no one was around, and that's a line in the game. And I was just like, it almost brought me tears to see that people were really
quoting
touched
it.
By it. Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh my God, because this is, I mean, yeah, Celebrity was viral, and there's a bunch of stuff for that, but like, this was really something that I wanted people to really be moved by, and they were, and it was kind of a dream come true to see that I was able to help some people from it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So now, before we leave, do you have anything you want to promote that's coming up?
Okay, well, I'm here in LA recording with Jordan Jansen. He is an Australian star, and he's coming to Los Angeles. He's with Kite Records, and he and I are collaborating on a duet. And I can't wait for you guys to see that. That'll be on my YouTube channel.
Wow. Cool. So check out Meredith's YouTube channel. Just
Put in Meredith O'Connor.
Yeah, just search the name, because people don't remember URLs anyway.
Yeah, it's just like, just type in Meredith.
Yeah, Meredith O'Connor, you'll find all the songs.
I try to keep all my, they try to like buy off the handles, because like Meredith O'Connor is kind of a name that, so what it is we try to have all the handles the same way, so I could just say just Meredith O'Connor instead of like rewriting, you know.
Exactly. That's why I always recommend, you know, rather than just give out websites, just go on Google. You'll
just
find
Google
everything.
Just Google it. That's the thing. Yeah, it's like,
it's all there. It's all there to find. Well, Meredith, thank you so much
for
joining
us. It was a great time talking to you.
Absolutely. If you guys want to find out more about her, I can't imagine how you will after you heard of the interview here, but I'm sure there's still a lot to your life that we haven't covered
yet. Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of interviews where I talk in a little more in depth and overcoming things and
right,
all that other
which
stuff.
We did last time on the
which
on
we
the
did last time
stuff.
But I, you know what, I'd love to, and again one more, I'll talk about how I can get this out, if there's a recorded thing of last time, I can always get that out too.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, thank you.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your time in LA.
I will. Thank you so much. I always do.
Hopefully the rain stops. Actually, it seems to have cleared up.
The LA's back to normal.
Yeah.
Another five years of no rain.
Everyone can resume as was.
Yeah. Continue your lives.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Jen, have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Create a lot of stories for us to hear on Monday. Like you always do.
Sam, you should too. Bring back some stories this weekend.
I know. But my life is boring, Jen. You should know that by now. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.